Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. As a little girl, I enjoyed stories being told to me at bedtime. I also enjoyed when my relatives would get together and my grandfather or uncles would start telling stories. In high school, I took an elective in speech, and I shall never forget the assignment when we each presented a children's story. Well, I found a story for today that is another way of illustrating today's gospel. It is entitled The Forgiving Stone, and it is from the book Stories for Sharing. Two men once visited a holy man to ask his advice. "We have done wrong," they said, "and our consciences are troubled. Can you tell us what we must do that we may be forgiven and feel clear of guilt?" "Tell me of your wrongdoings, my sons," the holy man said. The first man said, "I have committed a great and grievous sin." "What about you?" the holy man asked the second one. "Oh," said he, "I have done a number of wrong things, but they are all quite small and not at all important." The holy man considered for a while. "This is what you must do. Each of you must go and bring me a stone for each of your misdeeds." Off went the men, and presently the first came back, staggering with an enormous boulder, so heavy that he could hardly lift it. With a groan, he let it fall at the feet of the holy man. Then along came the second, cheerfully carrying a bag of small pebbles. This he also laid at the feet of the holy man. "Now," said the holy man, "take all those stones and put them back where you found them." The first man shouldered his rock again, staggered back to the place from which he brought it. The second man could only remember where a few of his pebbles had been. After some time, he came back and said, "The task was too difficult." "You must know, my son," said the old man, "that sins are like the stones. If a person has committed a great sin, it is like a heavy stone on his or her conscience. But if there is true sorrow, there is forgiveness, and the load is taken away. But if a person is constantly doing small things that are wrong, he or she does not feel any great load of guilt, and therefore is not sorry and remains a sinner. So you see, it is important to avoid little misdeeds as big ones." In today's gospel, a woman broke into a house uninvited. Jesus had arrived. She washed the feet of Jesus with her tears and anointed them with expensive oil. So enormous was her need to express gratitude for the freedom and forgiveness she felt. When Jesus was confronted with this inappropriate distraction and awkward display of emotions on her part, he turned to his host and shared a story. Of the two who owed money to a creditor, The one who was forgiven the greater debt, Jesus said, would be the more grateful, would show the more love, just like the woman at his feet. And Jesus repeated to this woman, "Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Apparently, it was really hard for her to believe that she actually was free, free to live life without a heavy burden. And that's why Jesus repeated his words of forgiveness. Do you need to hear this story today? That you are forgiven. You hear the words of forgiveness on Sunday mornings, after the statement of confession. Do you realize what you are saying in that moment? And do you let yourself receive forgiveness? I can't think of a major sin or burden I'm carrying right now, but I can think of many little things I wish I had done in a more loving way. If sin is defined as missing the mark, as failing to love in given moments, then I do have little pebbles that I'm carrying, like in the opening story. And I do not remember where they all came from. But God knows we are not perfect. It is impossible for a human being to love perfectly. Yet we are provided on Sunday the opportunity to receive forgiveness, and therefore a fresh grace to try again and again and again to love. There is also the opportunity, if you wish, to share in the sacramental rite of reconciliation with myself or Peter. Forgiveness is real. The woman in our gospel and the women mentioned at the end of the gospel had changed lives. It was that real for them. Forgiveness is multifaceted. It can be even extended, especially extended, to oneself. Forgiving the parts of you that keep failing to love because of anger or frustration or revenge or... Then there is the forgiveness we need to extend to others. People like friends or family, neighbors or strangers that have wronged us, hurt us, lied about us, mistreated us, judged us falsely, caused deep harm. I have a friend who had gone to a workshop years ago on forgiveness, and during the very prayerful presentation, she began to cry. So she left the room and eventually came to realize she was carrying a heavy, heavy burden, a very deep wound. She had tried to block out the wound all her life, and now it was surfacing. She had been molested by a family member when she was a little girl. She went into therapy and began to allow a healing and eventually a forgiveness. That kind of forgiveness truly affects your whole life. That kind of forgiveness cancels a relational debt and opens us up to the future. Personal forgiveness gives you back to yourself. But suppose you are not ready to forgive. That awareness, too, is actually the beginning of healing. You know that you do not have it within yourself to forgive. Years ago, when I worked with high school kids, there were moments when I heard their stories in a retreat setting, and they would share their awareness of a heavy burden or a deep wound that they were carrying that almost immobilized them. They didn't know how to go forward or how to forgive. So I asked them to enter that place of pain and believe, even if they could not feel it, even if they could not feel that God was there in that pain and in that memory, praying with them that God was in their past, their present, and their future, deeper than any pain. I prayed with them, repeating a promise that we hear in the Gospels, that Jesus is the Lord of all time, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Jesus can heal our memories. Jesus can go back into time. This is God's eternal now. And so if we do not think we can forgive, then we can say to Jesus, "You forgive them for me." And that begins the healing process. Forgiveness is multifaceted. Sometimes you can say to another, "I am sorry." And sometimes you cannot say it right away. It just hurts too much, or it's too confusing, or you can't believe it happened. Sometimes you know the heavy burden you are carrying, and sometimes all the little ones you have ignored, and you don't notice that they are dragging you through life. Today's gospel is about the freedom and power of forgiveness, about the extravagance of God's forgiveness and the extravagance of gratitude, the actions of the woman who was forgiven by Jesus. We are very human. We make mistakes and we do hurt one another. We fail sometimes to love. And sometimes we fail to love in the simplest of ways. The following story was shared at a graduation. During my second year of nursing school, our professor gave us a quiz. I breezed through the questions until I read the last one. "What is the name of the woman who cleans the school?" Surely this was a joke. I had seen the cleaning woman several times, of course, but how would I know her name? I handed in my paper, leaving the last question blank. Before the class ended, one student asked if the last question would count toward their grade. "Absolutely," the professor said. "In your careers, you will meet many people. All are significant. They deserve your attention and care, even if all you do is smile and say hello." I've never forgotten that lesson. I also learned that her name was Dorothy. We do not know the name of the woman who anointed the feet of Jesus. And sometimes we learn someone's name but forget their name if we don't see them for a while. Names are important, but it is acts of loving kindness that lasts forever. Forgiveness sets us free. Forgiveness gives us back to ourselves. It is the freedom to believe that you are not your mistakes or the debt you owe. Forgiveness sets you free. Winston Churchill once said, "Success is the ability to go from one failure to another with no loss of enthusiasm." We will make mistakes. We will fail to love as we should. We shall always have choices to make, like hardness of heart versus love, judgment versus forgiveness, entitlement versus gratitude. I pray that you leave today believing that God forgives you and loves you. Because forgiveness creates new life. And we have the power for that kind of choice. God is always available with the grace to help you forgive and to be forgiven. And Jesus says to each of you this day and always, "You are forgiven. Be at peace." Amen.